class, in the last lecture we have seen regarding job analysis and the number of staff required for various departments in a hospital. Let's understand the most important topic in HRM in hospitals, that is recruitment, selection and induction. One of the most important responsibilities of human resource department in a hospital, if we see, is to recruit and select the right persons for the right job. Hospitals are particularly dependent upon their employees and their commitments, because finally patients and visitors who come to hospital are more impressed and concerned with the sympathetic attitude and attention of the healthcare personnel than with any other aspects of the hospital. Ultimately, that is the main thing for which they are coming to the hospital, is treatment, and the treatment will be given by the employees of the hospital, and they have to be sympathetic with them, and they should show the utmost care, commitment and compassion for them, then only they will be happy. And that's why to recruit and select the right employees for the right job is extremely important for us. So let's understand about the learning objectives of this chapter. First, we'll define what we mean by recruitment and selection. We'll see how the selection process is done in hospitals. We'll talk about the various sources of recruitment for hospital, maybe internal, maybe external. We'll also learn about the recruitment policy in hospitals, the process of selection and induction in hospitals. Let's understand what is recruitment. It is basically the process of finding and attracting applicants who are capable for employment. In practice, if we see, it extends to the screening of applications to eliminate those who are not qualified for the job also. So in practice, even part of selection will be considered to be in recruitment process itself. So let's basically understand what are the purpose and importance of recruitment. First and foremost, we want to increase the pool of candidates for the required job at the minimum cost, since we know that the maximum cost occurs for the hospital is on their staff, it being a service industry. And to choose the right staff also, naturally, lot of resources in the form of time, energy and finance goes towards recruitment and selection of the staff of the hospital. Secondly, there is lot of scarcity of the medical and paramedical staff, and the number of hospitals required for India are huge. We don't have adequate number of hospitals, but at the same time the right kind of skilled people are also not available many times. So to choose the right kind of people for the right job, it and to invite them in maximum number so that we can choose from them optimally, is a challenge. Meet the organization's legal as well as social obligations. Now, while recruiting, the hospital also needs to see to it that their legal and societal objectives are taken care of. Now, let's understand what are the legal objectives for that. The government has got certain policies in which they say that for any recruitment, you have to have So many percentage of people to be employed in a hospital should be from scheduled caste, should be from scheduled tribe, should be from other backward class. Some of them at some places they say that so many number of women should be recruited, while specially able people also should be recruited. That's what the different kinds of policies are there which one has to follow while recruitment. Similarly, there are cases where wherever there is a vacancy available, you have to even intimate to employment exchange, whereby those who have applied in the employment exchange should know about it, and hence that also one has to fulfill the statutory requirement. So it's the one has to meet the legal as well as social obligation. Finally, if we see in today's world, for corporates, the new rule has come where corporate social responsibility is there, where 2% of the profits has to be towards the corporate social responsibility. And nowadays, a lot of corporate hospitals are also coming up, and hence they have got chain of hospitals, their profitability is huge, and they will fall under this rule of CSR. So they have to utilize 2% of their profits in the corporate social responsibility. So societal objectives also one has to take into consideration, and then for recruitment and selection also one has to see to it that some part of it may be required to be used for that. Organizational and individual effectiveness. Finally, one has to select such competent people for a hospital so that the individuals who are appointed and given the employment offer have to be highly effective. They should be able to achieve the goals that has been given to them. At the same time, they should be efficient, and even all the organizational goal or goals of the hospital have to be fulfilled. And we should have such employees who should be having pleasant personality, warmth in their smile, highly committed to their work, compassionate and always helpful to the patients and their relatives, whereby because of their soft skills with effective communication and compassion, the key customer of the hospital, that's the patient, and part of it can be their relatives, they should be highly satisfied or delighted, for which if you have got such kind of employees who are selected, then only you can create a positive image of the hospital. So now let's understand the recruitment process. Step 1 will be to identify the vacancy available in the hospital, which will be given by the department head. So department head is going to send you a requisition form in which he is going to tell this is the job vacancy to be filled, where this is the position of the job, this is the description, job description and job specification, and within this time we want to fill this vacancy. And of course it should be authorized by the administrator of the hospital. Then comes, once we have decided properly that this is the job, here the vacancy is there, one should know exactly after doing job analysis what is job description of this and job specification. Third step will be, once we are given the requisition slip by the respective department head, authorized by the head of the hospital, that is administrator, naturally, to fulfill the requirement, the HR manager is going to decide about how this vacancy is to be filled up, whether it is through internal sources or external sources, based on the whether various legal and societal requirement also. And then if they feel that it has to be filled from external sources, then they can advertise this vacancy either in newspapers or outside. Of course, they may tell about this in the employment exchange, And if it is to be fulfilled from within, then even it can be advertised within the hospital that the relevant people with relevant skills can apply for this kind of job. Once we have got the responses from this advertisement, we will have to screen them and manage these responses and shortlist from that the comparatively at a prima facie level who are the people who are reasonably fitting for this post, and then invite them for interviews, and then finally decide about who are the right people to be taken based on the selection test and various other criteria to be fulfilled. So what are the various sources of recruitment? These sources can be internal sources, can be external sources. Internal sources are your present employees themselves, who can be transferred or promoted based on their competencies. Then employee referrals. Your own employees can give some references of their family members or their friends, relatives, etc., who are the right people for that particular job. There can be formal employees, former employees who are already there, who have resigned, if they want to come, or who has retired can come for on contract basis for that particular post if required, and the previous applicants. So suppose there are 100 applicants for the job earlier, maybe 2 years back or 1 year back, out of which we have selected 3 people, and from these 3 people only one was taken, the remaining 2 were awaiting in case the first applicant rejects or could not come for some other reason. Then those 2 applicants are still with us, their CV and their interview has been taken and we know about them well, so those can be called later for the next vacancy. So these can be considered as internal sources, while the external sources are in the form of advertisements. The advertisement should be given in a prime newspaper. It should not be a classified advertisement, it should be a displayed advertisement. It should be giving clear idea about what exactly is the post, the job description, job specification, the expected salary, and the time within which a person is supposed to apply, etc., and his expected salary, etc. So the advertisement cost is of course quite high, especially if you are going to advertise in a newspaper like Times of India in Ascent, but then the number of people for a higher post required definitely who are going to read for this kind of post will be high, and the right kind of skilled people are going to apply for this if you are going to give advertisement in such places. Of course, for a lower post, unskilled and semi-skilled post, you may advertise in the Varnak newspapers or on TV channels and things like that. But otherwise, you need to have a display advertisement in a proper newspaper. Then there can be campus recruitment for freshers from various medical colleges. It can be nursing colleges for nurses, it can be paramedical colleges, technical colleges, etc. There can be consultants available who can suggest some of the names of the good candidates for the post. There can be contractors for in case of unskilled labors. There can be competitors from whom you can poach those candidates, giving them higher salary and perks if the higher post is required to be filled by a really competent person. There can be displaced persons from other institutes at times, but they are qualified enough and having good record otherwise. There can be employment exchange in which you have sent the vacancy and they can suggest. There can be e-recruiting, which is very common nowadays, through emails, through websites. There can be radio and television, which was earlier used quite often, especially with government hospitals for semi-skilled and unskilled people. There can be walk-in interviews and write-ins whereby a person, whereby the HRM is going to give the advertisement in a newspaper saying that on this particular day and date and time at this particular location, it can be a banquet hall, it can be a hotel room, whatever, where people can directly come with their CV and interviews can be taken. So that can be walk-ins and write-ins. Now let's understand what are the advantages of internal sources of candidates and disadvantages of the same. As far as the advantages are concerned, we have got foreknowledge of these candidates' strengths and weaknesses, and hence we know exactly which are the right candidates having the right kind of competencies for that particular post, whether they will fit in or not. Because we have got more accurate view of the skills of these candidates, it will be easy for us to appoint them for that particular post. Candidates have a stronger commitment for the company because they are already working for the company for last 2, 5, 10 years, and hence they have got high loyalty and commitment for the company to work. It will increase the employee morale when the internal candidates are taken, especially with promotion and all, that our merit, our commitment towards the company is appreciated by the company and we are promoted, so it will increase the morale. It will require less training because they already know about the job many times, and even orientation is not necessary for them because they are already working for the company for a long time. So the time, energy, money, all those things will be saved if we are taking internal candidates for various reasons. While the disadvantages of internal sourcing will be, failed applicants can become discontented. So suppose there are 5 internal candidates who have applied for the post, out of which only one is taken, naturally the remaining 4 will be discontented, and if sufficient justification is not given to them why they were not selected and the policy was not clear cut regarding the selection of this post, probably they may get discontented and they may feel that there is some political involvement, office politics is there, or some of the other subjective bias is there towards acquiring that particular person. In that case they may get discontented and their morale will be low. Time may be wasted in interviewing inside candidates who are not going to be considered at times, but for their mental satisfaction they are called for. Inbreeding strengthens tendency to maintain the status quo. Well, when only internal candidates are taken like this, probably the same kind of ideas that were there will remain floated for the future post and future generation also at times, one can say, and hence new ideas are not going to come up which would have been possible if external source was used. Now let's understand about the advertising for outside candidates. When you are doing the media choice, selection of the best medium is going to depend on the position for which the firm is recruiting. That means for unskilled or skilled, semi-skilled, you can have radio or television or classified ad at the most, while for it can be newspaper where local and specific labor markets are there. It can be trade and professional journals where it can be for specialized employees you can have. There can be internet job sites for global labor markets for a higher post where globally you may want to select some good candidates. Now how you are going to construct or write these effective ads? First and foremost, you should create attention of a person to read that. So it should be preferably in a display ad. It should create interest in the person to read that ad. It should call for all the desirous people to apply for this post. And one should take such actions create a positive impression, that is image of the firm. One should give clearly about the hospital, some positive aspect of that hospital. If it's a very good chain of hospital, then one should say that in the beginning. A short paragraph can be there for the hospital itself, where for their the most important achievements may be written in that, so that people are attracted towards applying for such a hospital. So it should create a positive impression. It should give the background information about your hospital, your mission, whether it's a private hospital, public hospital, charitable hospital, etc., so that a person applying for this post clearly knows that this is how the hospital is going to work and this is what to be expected from this kind of hospital. Now, the modern sources of recruitment are in the form of walk-ins, where one has to give a clear idea about when a person should come, at what time and where. So the specified date, time, place. Consulting, there are dynamic companies who encourage job seekers to approach them personally and consult them regarding job. So there are HR consultants outside in the market, where even body shopping is there, etc., whereby people can vouch for very good companies who are their clients, and then they can say that if you can give your CV, we are going to send you there, where you have got a chance to get a good job. Headhunting, professional organizations are there who can search for best candidates for the company. Of course, the hospital will have to pay them if their candidates are selected. Body shopping, professional organizations and training institutes, they can develop a pool of human resources for the possible employment. Usually it is for middle management to the higher management people. These professionals and training institutes are known as body shoppers, and the activity is known as body shopping. Then there are business alliances, where mergers and acquisitions can be done and takeovers can be done, whereby the pool of candidates already will be available from the other smaller hospitals or nursing homes which you are going to acquire. It can be in the form of, say, chain of hospitals when you are having, or the kind of health centers that you are having, you can have chain of that all over the India or even the world. Say in Bombay they have got Nova, where they have got multiple centers all over India, say Bangalore, Chennai, Bombay, Delhi, etc. Then there are global hospitals, where they have got Fortis Hospital, where they have got chain of hospitals at multiple towns and say multiple major cities, metropolitan cities. So when they are acquiring certain smaller hospitals from those cities and then keeping the head of that hospital, or they are making it more modern and then multiplying the number of beds and other things and then giving it as a global hospital name, naturally some of the employees of that hospital can be taken in for their work in the global hospital as well. So this is how, through mergers and acquisitions and takeovers, you can get some sources of recruitment. Then there is e-recruitment, where through the website, through the emails, you can have guidelines. You should not inadvertently screen out diverse candidates. One should use the appropriate mode of communication for that. One should provide the facility for tracking the application online and make email communication serious. One should not be casual about the email communication. It should be as good as the one-to-one personal interview. In today's world, even social networking is becoming more and more important as the source of recruitment, especially for senior candidates, where the top people from the hospital are already members of the professional organizations, where they are going for workshops and seminars and all, where other professionals are available, whereby one-to-one social contact also is going to give you the right candidates whom you can recruit and select. Well, it becomes a cheaper source. You need not advertise there. It is just by social contact that you are going to get them. and usually they are highly professional and good candidates that you can get from your friends. So we have seen about recruitment, in which we have seen in internal sources, external sources also there are some advantages which can be reverse of the disadvantages of the internal sources. Say we can have now more positive newer ideas which can come up when you are using the external sources. Their experience can be utilized in your hospital, but the disadvantages can be in the form of your internal sources, morale can be decreased, they are not getting the promotional opportunities and all. So some of the advantages and disadvantages can be there for both. Now let's understand about the selection. We have seen recruitment is a process where it's a positive process. You are inviting the maximum number of candidates who should apply for this post, out of which you can get a good cream and right people who can you can select. While selection is a process of differentiating between applicants in order to identify and hire those with a greater likelihood of success in a job. That means they should be having the right competencies. They should be gelling with the culture and values of the hospital for which you are getting the candidates. So it's a kind of negative process, one can say. You are weeding out these candidates who are not suitable, and then out of this pool of the maximum candidates who have applied for during recruitment, you can select the right kind of people. It measures work performance and cost incurred in recruiting and hiring also. There are four possible outcomes of a selection process. Either there can be a false negative error where you are rejecting some of the applicant who would have succeeded. Now how to find that? If you say a particular candidate is not suitable for my hospital and then you reject that person, probably that person is recruited somewhere else, and if the HR person of that hospital is known to you, who is a friend because of your professional association, in a professional contact, and you come to know afterwards, after 6 months or a year, that that candidate was really very good and the way he has progressed and performed in that hospital is exemplary, then you may think that I have committed a false negative error. False positive error can be reverse of that, that the applicant selected, that you expected that he is going to succeed, but when actually when that person started working for your hospital and his performance was evaluated during his probation period itself, you found that he is not the right candidate you have selected, and probably he is not given the job, and maybe after probation period he is removed from the organization, or if he is kept and then over a period of 1 or 2 years or 3 years, while assessing that candidate during his performance appraisal, you come to know that this is the not right candidate for us. True positive will be when candidate is hired expecting that there will be a success, and actually you find that during his probation period he is working exemplary good, he seems to be excellent in his work, people are very happy with the immediate superior and ex-superiors are very happy with him, the way he is working, then it is a true positive result. While true negative is failure is predicted and it happens. So when you thought that yes, he is not the right candidate for us, you have rejected him and probably he is taken somewhere else, and there also you come to know that he is really not good, and that's a true negative result.